Welcome to Eliminating Barriers Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Curtis Banks. Curtis, would you take it from here?
Breaking news. CNN reports the U.S. economy is booming. CNBC reports an increasing number of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. In fact, one study says that the average 1 in 3 Americans could not come up with $2,000 if they were faced with an emergency. 1 in 3. It's an alarming number. These two stories highlight the growing divide between Wall Street and Main Street, where Wall Street represents businesses and investors, and Main Street represents wage earners and middle-income America. Wall Street's been experiencing amazing economic growth over the last 4 to 5 years. Main Street has seen wage growth and number of jobs increasing. However, wage earners are continuing to struggle to make ends meet. These two are very important. However, the most important economic story is your own personal economy. How is your personal economy doing in this time of boom? Are you seeing what Wall Street's experiencing, or are you seeing what Main Street's experiencing? And you have a choice for how you participate in this economy. And that's why I'm here today. My name is Curtis Banks. I am the award-winning author of the book on money management. In today's session, we'll talk about eliminating barriers and building wealth. I will share with you 3 keys to financial success. And I would like that you have an open mind as we are having the conversation today. And I guarantee you that you will learn some things that you didn't know before, and that when you put these in perspective, they can really help you to increase your earning potential, keep more of the money that you make, and grow the money that you keep. And that those three are really fundamental: growing your income potential over time, keeping more of the money that you make, and growing the money that you keep. Over the last 25 years or so, I have created wealth with the income that I make. This has not been a scenario where I've gone out looking for more and more income as the objective. The objective has been to increase my earning potential, but at the same time, keeping more of the money that I make and growing it. And I've been very successful at it. And today I am personally wealthy. Today I have created a long-term wealth plan for myself and for my family for generations to come. And you might say that today I am living the life of my dream. And it really feels good. I retired from a 37 and a half year career about in the 1st of May, 2018. And it was quite fulfilling to be able to do it and to know then that I have financial security. However, I want you to know that it hasn't always been that way. When I started out, my parents share with me some really important information early on when I was in school, in junior high school, as a matter of fact. They share with me that, one, I should really focus on getting a good education so that I could get a good job and make a higher quality of life than what they were able to do. And I really took that to heart, and I really focused on getting a good education, and I really worked hard at it. I graduated from high school when I was 16 years old. I'd chosen to go into the military when I was 16, before I graduated, I took the test and went into the military to get a college degree. At the time, my parents were not in the situation to be able to afford a college tuition, and I knew it, and we talked about it. And I went into the Air Force, and it turned out to be a great choice for me. I began my college training, taking college courses while I was in the Air Force. And when I graduated, when I left the Air Force after 4 years, I went to work for the Boeing company. And my chosen career was IT. And I was hired as an IT operations specialist. And over the course of 37 years, I have created a real quote personal legacy there, one by having very senior technical position, managerial, and executive positions at the Boeing company and making a tremendous difference. However, in the first 10 years of my career, I had a great job and I was making a good amount of money. However, at the end of the 10 years, all I had left was expenses and debt. I had spent the last 10 years creating tremendous amount of debt, and you might call it a deep hole. I had dug a very deep hole. I had to quit college to get a part-time job to make ends meet month after month. Now, I want you to know, though, that I was making more than enough money to meet my standard obligations. However, somehow I found a way to create additional obligations and had to have part-time jobs. And I had a part-time job, and I looked around and most of my friends had part-time jobs. And we would share with each other what we made on our part-time jobs, and the company that hired the most, we would tend to go to that company. And during this period of time, it was perhaps the most frustrating time I've ever had in my life, where we had bill collectors calling. We'd sit at the kitchen table and look at our bills, and we just couldn't find a way to make ends meet. And sometimes some bill collectors would get paid, and sometimes they get a partial payment, and sometimes they didn't get paid at all. And this was a very difficult time for me personally and my wife, and we had heated arguments constantly, but we didn't have a solution. That is what was really tough about it. We didn't have a solution. Here I was, I think a very smart person. I was in IT. I was taking college courses. I was getting A's and B's. And I graduated from high school early. I was doing all the right things education-wise. But I couldn't get this financial thing under control after 10 years. And so what I was experiencing, I'll share with you the things I was experiencing, and you might ask yourself, are you experiencing these? The first is, are you spending more than you make? I was. Do you have high interest rate loans? I have them. Do you have high credit card debt? I did. Do you have a low credit score? I did. Do you have little or no savings? That was me. And are you concerned about your retirement? And yes, I was. These are symptoms that your personal economy could use a tune-up. Now, if somebody had been around back then to share this with me, I probably would have done something about it sooner, but there wasn't. And let me share with you a little bit more about the situation and put it more in context. At the end of the 10 years, this is what really got me motivated to do something. At the end of 10 years of working and making money, I had debt and expenses. But how much money did I make over that 10 years? Well, I had averaged $20,000 per year over 10 years. $200,000. Now, some of you might say, well, that $20,000 isn't that much money. But back in that day, it was equivalent to about $60,000 today. And so over the 10-year period, it was over $200,000, which would be over $600,000 today. Now, that's a lot of money. And it was that realization that my system was taking in a lot of money, but wasn't really doing anything really effective with it that would benefit me and my family. And this is what caused me to think differently. And I asked the question, is there a better way? Is there a better way? And I began my pursuit. And I began the pursuit of by reading all the books I could find about finances. I took an economics course. I took an accounting course. I used the accounting ledger to keep track of my money. And I began a pursuit of building a system. And I'm really pleased to say that today I have a system in place and it works effectively. And that's what created wealth for me, is the last 25 years building that system and actually using that system. In 2017, I wrote the book on money management. And I wrote the book so that I can share with others what I learned and what I practiced. And with the hope that we can improve financial literacy across this country and help a lot of people who are making a significant income, who are struggling month after month to make ends meet, to show them a better way. And I created this concept of the three keys to money smart success to really help people to get started and eliminate the barriers and build wealth. And these three are, number one, financial education. I had a realization that the school system wasn't teaching how to keep more of your money and how to build wealth. The school system specialized in what I call traditional education and teaching you what you need to know to get a good job so that you can make lots of money. Their job is not to teach you how to build wealth. And I say that because it's really clear that they're not doing it. And it's okay, but I learned how to get a good job and how to make lots of money. But the result you'll get if you don't pay attention and get financial education is you'll make lots of money and you'll be broke. And by the way, I call broke when my situation, when I was making lots of money and I get close to the end of the month, it's about the 25th of the month, and I run out of money for the next 5 to 6 days, depending on whether it's a 30-day or a 31-day month, I'm broke for the rest of the month. I have no money. And so that's what I mean when I say broke. You've got days in a month where you have no money left. And I've created this capability at home, and I used it at work. I had a responsibility at Boeing to help reduce internal service costs. And as all these companies are looking to lower their costs to create higher margins, many companies go directly toward reducing their headcount. When I looked around at Boeing, I saw there were opportunities from a financial perspective, looking at where the money's going to lower costs. And over the last 5 years that I worked at Boeing, we reduced costs by $200 million. Yes, $200 million. And that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. Now, in your situation, that's a big number. But if you have a business and the business is spending more than it should and your margins is low and your cash flow is low, there are perhaps some opportunities there to learn some strategies to lower the cost of doing business. key number two is mentoring. Mentoring is a lost art, and it's so important to your learning. In fact, most things that you learned about money, you learned it through one mentoring form or another. It was either at home, from your parents, or from your friends around you, or watching TV, or from your local bank. Either way it goes, they're all teaching you what they know about money. And if any of those sources weren't good at managing money, more than likely, you'll pick up their habits. And we know that the TV, for example, they specialize in commercials. You know what they're doing. Their whole objective is to separate you from your money. And with the illusion that there's something on the screen that you really want and have to have. And they are very effective. And the bank, they teach budgeting. And they teach you to put your money in their institution. And it's okay to have money in the institution. But if they're charging you to put the money in an institution and they're paying you a very low amount to have it there, it's to their advantage. Budgeting. I subscribe to an allocation method as opposed to a budgeting method. Budgeting is a spending plan. It's essentially a plan for how you will spend your money. And the money that's spent doesn't come back. And that is their principal method of personal finance, is budgeting. The allocation method is much broader in its scope. It's not just a spending plan, it's also an investment plan. And when I say investment now, I'm also meaning investment in your future, investment in your family now, and investments in your education, and allocation of money for giving. And there's a allocation formula that is much more effective than budgeting to look at your whole income after tax. What I find is that mentoring is so important that you have to really be careful about who you listen to about money. And what's important here is that when you are listening to someone about money, you want to make sure that they're an experienced and trusted advisor, and that they know what you want to know, and that they have done what you want to do. So in other words, you wouldn't go to a rug salesperson to ask about the stock market, nor would you go to a basketball player and ask about real estate, unless that person is investing in real estate. You have to be really careful about who you listen to about money and ask questions. Because that mentoring, someone around you that's close to you that offers you advice, it's easy to accept. And the third key to money smart success and eliminating the barriers to building your wealth is focus. Most people will spend majority of their time doing things that don't matter, while spending a very small amount of time doing the things that really do matter. And what I find interesting in working with people, oftentimes, people don't know what matters. They don't know what matters most to them. And I believe that, one, you have to focus on your future and begin to envision what your future will be. Spend lots of time envisioning. Allocate time for it. And then come back and begin to map out what your goals are to that future. And then you align your finances to support those goals using the allocation method. I fundamentally believe these three keys to money smart success will eliminate tremendous barriers and allow you to begin building wealth based on the income that you have today. And the income that you have today is likely to be sufficient. If not, begin to work on increasing your income. So let me give you a scenario about income and how effective you can be with the income that you have. The average wage here in the U.S. is $59,000 per year. Now let's use a scenario of $60,000. If you remember, the $20,000 that I was making on average in my first 10 years is equivalent to $60,000 today. So we'll use that example. If you make $60,000 a year on average over the next 40 years, you might begin to realize that you could be wealthy based on the $60,000 per year. Now, some of you might be saying, how can you say that? It's only $60,000 per year. Well, if you took $60,000 per year over 40 years and multiply 60 times 40, it would be $2.4 million. Now, $2.4 million is a millionaire two and a half times. That's a lot of money. If you know you're going to make $2.4 million over your career, you might do some things different. Like maybe set aside 10% of it or 20% of it. And if you set aside 10%, it would be equivalent to $240,000. And if you were putting it away in an investment that got 8 to 10%, it could be over $1 million over the 40 years. And if you were setting aside 20% of it, it would be an even bigger number in the $2.2 million and over. And that's just with $60,000. So you can do a lot more with the money you make than perhaps you've learned that's possible. And that's exactly the reason why I created Money Smart Education. Because I believe you can have financial success. I believe you have a right to financial success. I believe you have a right to build generational wealth. And I believe you have a right to financial peace and joy. And you have to manage your money in order to achieve those three. And that's what I offer, is the system that I created. And I offer financial education, financial mentoring, and strategies and tools to help you to focus on what matters for you. Now, how can you reach me? I'm available at Curtis via email. You can reach me at curtis@moneysmarteducation.com. And my website is moneymanagementbook.com. And I'll repeat those, curtis@moneysmarteducation.com. And moneymanagementbook.com is the website. And Tanya, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my message today. And I hope that my message will be enlightening for this audience and will give you some ways to eliminate barriers and build wealth with the money that you make currently.